Open with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. So I'm going to start the meeting with, I want to talk about something that happened last month. Last month we had a gentleman come in and had a long dissertation about an event that he had with the police department. He was pulled over, and I have the video to stop if anyone's interested in seeing it. So he talked about being stopped that night, indicated that there was no reason for the stop. His officer had no probable cause, that the police officer was belligerent, was unprofessional, had his wife and children in tears during the stop, that he ran him off the, or nearly ran him off the road at Stewart's, that he was pulled over for allegedly using an electronic device in his vehicle, when he stood and said here that there were no electronic devices whatsoever in his vehicle. He was just coming back from softball practice with his daughters, and his phone was at home. That his wife was, her phone was not in the car. There were no electronic devices in the car whatsoever. So I was very concerned about this. I mean, he appeared to be very sincere, and I told him that I would look into it. I asked him to fill out a complaint form so that we would have a record and we could take appropriate action. He failed to fill out the complaint form. But nonetheless, you know, when someone comes to me and tells me they have an issue and something happens and they feel, a resident of this village feels they're not being treated properly, I take that seriously. So I looked into it. I met with Guy and with Officer Jones, reviewed the stop, and I have the audio of the complainant, the gentleman making the complaint, but I look around and I see most all of us were here, so and heard it, so I won't play it again and waste even more time, but so the second one is the stop, right? So this is the video cam for the stop. It starts out, the officer is making a patrol through the Skodak area. He's on the patrol. When he comes around, the actual thing stops. So,
anyway,
he's on McClellan Drive or McClellan Road at this point. So he's turning down on the park right now. So the officers, I mean, periodically they do loops through this area. They do loops through Westbrook Drive, Phillips and Tremont, just to take a look around, see what's going on. Everybody see that already? Or I turn the lights off up here.
There you go.
Is that better? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're coming up to Route 20, mm-hmm. and the car is going by, or coming up on the McClellan Road.
It didn't look like a complete
and
stop.
And here he's coming up.
It didn't look like a complete stop.
Here's
to me,
the
Bob.
Car going by.
Bob, I didn't see him stop at that stop sign.
Excuse me, I'm doing this. So here's the car is in front of him now.
It stopped at the stop sign.
You just called Bob a jerk.
No, I said
it's
a joke. It's a joke.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
J-O-K-E.
All right. So, Clear the lights, come on. So I don't see how he almost ran him off the road here, but...
Trying to match to it.
Right. Take a look back. Right. I mean, we can bring it up.
Yeah.
And after the meeting, if they don't embrace it, you know, what are they looking for our community?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to go to that meeting. You know, so the question is, do we need to allocate that $1,000 today? No. Okay, then we don't need to. So what I'll do is I'll make sure the board members get a copy of the application, you know, as far as we're filled out now with the contacts on there, and I'll have another report after my meeting tomorrow to give you an update as to where we stand with the REDC.
The other thing I would suggest is to look around the professionals who actually live in the village. You might be able to provide some of those services.
Okay. And just so that the board knows, the target area that we're looking to go after this Main Street grant is from 19 Albany Ave to 18 Church Street and 4 Chatham Street to 4 Elm Street. So it's basically the plus sign in the center of our village. And I just, you know, want to make sure you guys are good with that target area as well, you know, if we do pursue this.
I think that's what's defined as the business district in the village, right?
Yeah. And also, we have a scheduled meeting for Ben Siding from the Birch to come in. He said he'll come in next month at 6 o'clock prior to our meeting to go over the Main Street Technical Assistance Grant, give us a workshop regarding that, as well as the Main Street grant if we do decide to pursue that further. And he's going to do this at no charge. So if we could put an announcement out to the community, and I don't have a problem going up and down our project address, maybe Maxine can go with me, letting people know to come out to this meeting to listen to what we have to say and what we're trying to do here.
We should put an announcement for the website too, so we can get that posted.
Miskin, you got that down? Just to put an announcement on the website, or
whatever you give me, I'll put on the website.
Okay, sounds good. I'll contact Peter Lyons and all the REDC council members. It's going to be a process. It's going to be a lot of work, but you know, our group is willing to push forward to make this happen. That's all.
Okay. Village beautification, historic preservation, bicentennial.
Nothing different from last one.
Youth committee, Judy.
Last Saturday, May 7th, the youth committee shared space with the library at opening day of the Little League at the Village Commons. We gave out packets of information with candy in it and answered questions, and the library in turn gave free books. We're assuming now that the sign is up that the Memorial Day parade is happening, and if they ask us, we're certainly going to march again. We've been doing it every year. On June 24th, we've been asked by the library to participate with a craft table at their summer reading kickoff party, which we will do. We have dates, have been decided for this year's tie-dyeing workshop, which is the biggest event that we hold here in the village, Thursday, July 28th, and Tuesday, August 2nd. And I just want to let everyone know, let the board know, that members of the village committee meet on a regular basis with members of the town youth committee. And once again, we'll be assisting at two of their events, fun days in August, and the war will run in October, and we'll give you dates probably next month.
CBA?
No report, Mayor.
Planning Board? Master Plan?
Then the 19th, I believe, 19th, the draft of the master plan will go to the editors. We got some volunteer editors, and if the edits aren't too great, I think we may even see it presented to us at the June meeting. It may not be until the July meeting, but that's how close we are.
I did read it over the weekend.
Okay.
But looks good.
It's coming.
Okay. Old business. Jared talked about shared service already, so.
Would you be in favor of starting a resolution to get you and State Fleming together to proceed with the state to form an assessment of putting this thing together? It's not going to cost anything.
Yeah, well, I'm still meeting with Dave, and when we decide what it is we want to do, we'll bring that back.
Well, you know what? The analysis would give you something to work with. You don't have anything right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a great outside opinion that you could work with. It's not going to cost anything, and it might make your job easier.
And I did talk with Dave about that, and we're going to schedule another meeting and talk about it some more and figure out how we want to do that. So, I mean, it's a work in progress.
You can make a motion.
I can make the motion. But I will make the motion that you and Dave get together and get together with the state and make some decisions on what you want to do.
I'll second.
Okay, any question on that?
Do you really need a motion?
I'm already doing it, so if they want to make a motion, you know, what can I say?
Right?
So
I don't think you need a motion on application.
Yeah, it'll be.
I'd like to see the application before we vote to submit this thing.
If it's a simple application, it's like Dave's going to put an application in for the grants. We should just make the application.
Well, okay, let's do that as a first step then, Bob.
Well, I'll be working, as I said, I'm going to be meeting with Dave, and we'll be putting this together, and I will bring it back to the board when he and I have agreed on what it is we want to accomplish.
Do you have a time frame as to when you might meet with him again?
I don't. I'm going to be meeting, it would be sometime probably in the next month or two, I would think. You know,
it's good. I'm glad we're moving forward.
I'm moving on.
I think
on
it's
it.
Good. No, I know.
I think that's
listen, Bob. I think you're doing a lot of work. You know, you're definitely working hard. So, you know, I'm not going to deny that fact.
I think when we did the budget meetings and the meetings you're at, that was our goal for this next year, was shared services and reduction wherever we could. So, I mean, I think Bob, again, like you said, is doing a great job and moving forward. So, I mean, that was our goal for the budget. Keep the budget either at no increase or less.
I am working along with that. I mean, do you want to make a motion that I do that? That's fine.
No, I know you're doing it, but I think that what you can do is to get the state to start the thing.
Well,
and then you guys figure out whether it would be apropos to both the village and the town.
I'm dealing with two towns. I need to figure out what I'm going to do with Nassau, what I'm going to do with Stodak, mm-hmm. and then I will look for if there's funding available to do a feasibility study. But I want to know where we're going first, and I don't know that yet. So that's what I'm working on. That's the stage I'm at. So I mean, like I say, you can make your motion, and you know, and eventually I'll get to that point, and that'll happen. So, but that's where we're at.
I'll withdraw.
Okay. Motion withdrawn. New business is New York Water Authority Opportunity. So this is the rural water wellhead protection. Is that what that is? Well, water source protection?
Yep. Okay.
Brandy, do you want to?
There's a Source Water Protection Technical Assistance Program from New York State Rural Water Association. And it's federally funded. Technical assistance program provides free technical assistance to rural and small communities with the development and implementation of local source water protection plans. Source water is water from streams, rivers, lakes, and underground aquifers that is used to provide public drinking water as well as to supply private wells used for human consumption. New York State Rural Water Association has provided technical assistance on source water protection since 1995. I believe money was put back into the budget and
state budget.
State budget. I would say probably because of the issues that have been going on, and so I would like to make a resolution. I think there's a sample resolution on the back.
Yep, it's on the last page of your packets.
Where as a town or village seeks to further develop its water resources planning and management strategies in order to protect our drinking water resources from the village, and I'd like to be on board with the New York Rural Water Association and get something moving so they can assist us in any possible way protecting our water source. So do we have to read the whole resolution?
I don't think so. I mean, I'll read it. So it's a resolution to participate in the New York Rural Water Association Source Water Protection Program. Whereas the New York Rural Water Association's federally funded Source Water Protection Program provides technical assistance at no charge to rural and small communities for the development and implementation of local source water protection plans designed to prevent the deterioration of water resources used for drinking water, and whereas New York Rural Water Association's source water protection specialist is qualified and available to assist the town or village with the developing a source water protection plan that involves the following steps: defining the water supply resources to be protected, identify potential threats in quality and quantity of drinking water resources, recommending and implementing measures to reduce threats to drinking water resources, and planning for the future, including water supply emergency events, and whereas the town or village seeks to further develop water resources planning management strategies in order to protect drinking water resources for the, well, I guess it would be village of Nassau residents. Therefore, be it resolved that the village of Nassau will take the following steps to develop and implement a source water protection plan. Form the planning team to include one or more town or one or more village board members, representatives from other village boards and committees, public water suppliers, county agency officials, and other interested individuals. Work with New York Rural Water Association source water protection specialists to identify water supply resources and potential threats. Recommend and implement management strategies to protect identified water sources. Review a draft source water protection plan and periodically review and update the source water protection plan. That is the resolution. So, Randy, you want to
make it?
All right, made by Dave Scotia.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on that resolution?
I just have one comment. I want to thank Andrew Canely for bringing this program to the board's attention. He's a member of the master plan and sort of keyed in on this availability.
Can you say that a little bit again?
Sure. I want to thank Andrew Canely for bringing this program to the board's attention. He's a member of the Master Plan Committee, who's very concerned about environmental issues. He brought this to our attention. I also want to say that I reached out to Stephen Winkley, who is the Source Water Protection Specialist, about the program, and he said that he was, again, as we just talked about, fully funded now, once again, and he is ready to work with us. So we just have to pass this resolution.
Any other comments on the resolution? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Memorial Day Parade. Do we have a parade application?
Yep, I have both days. Informational purposes, I actually have applications for
Memorial Day Parade, and the next one on the list would be the NASA 5K run, the Ella Grace.
Ella Grace race?
Yep. Both applications have been approved by the police department, and the insurances have been received, and they're all set.
Is the Ella Grace thing this week?
No, it's June 10th.
Oh, June 10th. Okay. June 10th.
And the other one is May 30th, of course.
I make a motion.
Well, we don't really.
We don't need a motion.
It's just for information purposes.
It, do we know who's running the Memorial Day Parade?
It is Bill. No, Bob. One of the from Lions Lake. I think his last name is
Chandler Young. Young. Organization, same organization that did it last year.
Oh, yeah, the same organization. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's not. Chip is still involved, but he's been very ill, yeah. So he's getting assistance.
So in the past, they've invited village officials?
Yes, and that's what he wants to know.
Okay. Yeah, so we should, you know, yeah. Try to make time in your schedules.
Next question.
I know I'll be there.
Yeah,
I will also.
I'm inviting them. Yep. Anybody that wants to be here, if you could let me know. I'm supposed to get back to them.
Okay.
So you're saying, Guy, you're going to be there?
Yes.
I will be there.
And Bob. All right, I will let him know.
Okay, next up is the office door. So as you know, we talked about replacing these two doors. And we've gone out to get bids, and we've only got one bid, correct?
Correct. Jay reached out to the three people on the list that I gave you, Joseph Mangoin, American Auto, Plate and Glass, and talked with Scott that never responded, and another person, Auto Plate and Glass, and then American Glass. So the only response that he did receive back was from the Mangoin company. They gave us two different types of quotes. One was to actually just make repairs to the doors and maybe keep trying to go forward with them. And the other one was for actual replacement. And we are talking about both sets of doors.
So what was the price on repair work?
Well, repair says it's
almost 4,000,
$3,945, and replacement is $8,965.
Don't make sense to repair it in.
Jay doesn't recommend repairing. He says these doors are the same doors that when the building was built.
Would it be possible to include some other doors on this building?
Well,
no. Too late.
Maybe, I don't know. I was only working with building contractual had it in the budget now. So it was supposed to be done before.
Yeah, it was supposed to be done before the end of the budget year.
Because our door could use replacement. I know the back door for the garage is pretty good. You might have replaced that one, I think, maybe, but
I
was planning on it, but it's pretty. And I know Skodak did, they replaced their doors on their town hall. I don't know who they used, but they might be looking at it.
Well, I think we should just hold off and get more quotes or see what we can do. I mean, I don't think it's that critical that we do it in this year's.
Well, do you have it for next year's budget?
Well, we have. It's in the budget again, so there's a lot. The line item is still there, you know.
All right, so we can get. I can have Tom's doors added to it. We can, you know.
Well, we could talk to Jay because he's got this. Those he's talking about a man door. I mean, Jay could just hang. He could just hang a new door if it's rotted.
Like those?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'll bring that to Jay's attention.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that.
If the money's in the line item this budget, doesn't money balance the budget at the end of the year? The money goes in, comes out of there, and zeroes out, or is it staying that fund?
Well, it gets the. We replenished it at the same amount that's there, so.
So the money that's in there now, if we don't use it, goes into the unexpended.
Yeah, it
balance.
Just goes into the unexpended balance, correct?
Okay. But we did budget enough for next year's budget to do the doors.
Yeah, I mean, we put the same money in last year as we did, or this year as we
okay.
did last
okay.
year. So there should be sufficient monies in there to do it, provided we don't do any other major projects. So, you know, I forget what the amount was, but it's in there. So. Okay. Anything else, Missy? You all set?
I do not have anything else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, open the floor to public comment. John?
Hi. Randy, you said they got a new fuel tank? They don't buy the fuel at the Cumberland Fire or...
Buy a state contract.
State contract with a tank. It's not the fuel, it's the tank was deteriorating inside.
It's a condensation, huh?
What?
Condensation.
It's a new...
The one on, one on the backhoe, not the, the storage tank.
Not the storage tank. The tank on the backhoe, there was a technical service bolt and that the tanks have been coming apart and the replacement tank...
You've got to keep it full of fuel.
We know that, John.
Apparently they didn't.
It's not, it's a defect on the tank. There's a technical bolt and that the tank has been noted to deteriorate and it's a new redesigned tank. The same tank was put on. Okay? It's not...
Well, anyway, if it's a stale tank, and they don't keep it full, it'll
yep,
rot
yep,
out.
Yep, I know.
Anything else? Joanne.
I stand up for the reason I have to say. I have to say. I was very happy to look at your code of conduct, your ethics code. I found it today. And section 10-5G, I want to read it to you. Each village employee, which I assume since we pay, you are employees of the village, shall endeavor to pursue a course of conduct which will not raise suspicion among the public that he, which should be they, not he, no he, she thing, gotta change that, is likely to be engaged in acts that are a violation of his trust. At the public hearing and the budget hearing, I'm sorry, but I watched you. I watched you harass him. I watched you call him a liar. I watched you get in his face. So, when you made your little speech, I don't believe you. Your facts, maybe, I don't know. I don't look into that. But I watched you, so don't say you weren't harassing. And don't say you are not being, you're just as bad to the police department. You're terrible. You're doing it every meeting. You ran on that. So don't expect, personally, and this is only me, not talking about anybody else, this is me. I don't trust you. I don't trust what you say. And you have given me good cause to because you sat up there and you just said you didn't harass any of the trustees and I watched you. I was right here and you were right there. And that's all I have to say.
Anything else? Maxine?
The document that Trustee Scotia was reading from, I happened to also read online. This was the accident reconstructionist was part of the judicial proceedings. So Mr. Forte's dismissal of that as some concoction by Trustee Scotia is not credulous. I saw that document. And as far as feeling harassed, at the last meeting, I didn't feel a overwhelming police presence when I walked into the building. They were here, we had business to do, fine. But by the end of the meeting, by the time I got out to my car, I felt differently. I felt that that was a presence that was there for more than just observing the business that we're all trying to do. It is a little intimidating. And I did feel that after I left. Also, the passing of the budget and the process, and I attended all the workshops. I thought that the workshops were very interesting and I actually enjoyed going. But when it came crunch time, there was not enough time for this board to really integrate comments from people here who were not of the majority. And it certainly wasn't time to integrate the board members' comments who are of the minority, because the board was passed immediately. So I felt that the process was really lip service. There should be, I know the calendar's tight, Well, we have a year to figure this out, less than a year. Leave a little more time, and Trustee Howard mentioned this at the workshop, and I, of course, was listening, so I wasn't speaking. But after hearing all this and hearing one board member comment to the other trustees and saying, wait a minute, this, do we have enough time to evaluate considerations and make adjustments before we have to pass the budget? And the response was, I'm not sure. Yeah, well, we'll work it out. Well, it wasn't worked out to my satisfaction in that there wasn't really enough time to process credibly real input and real effort in trying to accommodate budget adjustments. And yes, I still believe in shared service, and yes, I still think we can do better regarding the budget and regarding our insurance liability burden. And no, I do not think that it was just a casual shopping for insurance, because at the beginning of our new mayor, Mayor Valenti's term, I asked him about getting a audit. And he said, you know, I have another important issue to take care of, and that's insurance. And there was a great urgency in his voice. So I know this wasn't just a matter of routine shopping for insurance, as one member suggested, every 3 years. This was an emergency. The insurance was dropped, so we ought to revisit some issues that I know we don't want to belabor tonight. But I needed to speak out now because so many things have happened, so many things were said, and I would find one or two of them more like character assassination, and I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that, even if you have a difference of opinion. You disagree on the points that the person said. You don't call the other person a name.
All right, so anybody else?
I'm going to talk about that document because it's come up and I've been personally attacked here. I come here to do a job, and you're not going to get the level of service that you get in this village like in other towns and stuff like that, because, you know, they just do it to get paid. I mean, we don't get paid much here. Actually, we just got a flyer in our P.O. box that, you know, for rural mail carrier, you make $16.65 an hour, and my officers are only making $16.38 an hour, and that's to be police officers. So, I mean, that's neither here nor there. Now, in regards to that document, basically, and Dave Grunberg, if you want to chime in on here, if I'm right, is we filed a summary judgment for dismissal based upon my testimony as well as other documentation. The plaintiff used a supporting deposition based on the witness, and based on their expert, they determined that there was enough for a question of fact to be determined by a jury, in which summary judgment was denied. So they were not saying that I lied or perjured myself. They said that there's enough information there for a question of a jury. Okay? So just to get that straight, if anyone has any questions about that night, I was there, so I can talk about it because I know what happened. And there's documentation, and the state police did a reconstruction at the scene, not after the fact by some guy sitting in an office looking over calculations and whatnot. These guys were there and did a whole reconstruction, and it's lengthy. And if anybody has a question about that, I have no problem showing you any of the documentation from that whole proceeding now that it's settled, because that was a business decision that the village had to make. But I just wanted to clear that up. And as far as Mr. Scott should think that he's personally being sought after is so further from the truth. And I feel really bad that people feel intimidated when there's police officers here at this meeting, because I figured it would be great that they know what's going on. And that's how we can help the village better, is to know what's going on in the village, because unfortunately people don't come to me. They don't come to us. They come here to complain about it. So it's helpful when I'm here to be here to see what's going on, but I want them to know what's going on too. And I did think about people might see that, it might be intimidating, right? So I decided that I would be the only one in uniform and they would just be in plain clothes. And it wasn't until Charlie pointed out that they were police officers that really anybody even knew about it, okay? And they made a point about it. So I just wanted to touch on those other things, all right? So the whole personal thing, this is a job for us, and we're here to make this village better. And I'm sorry if you think that you're being personally attacked or taken out, but we're not doing that. And you should really be cautious about questioning my integrity when you do not have all the facts, because you were not there, okay? So you have not come to me to look at any of the documentation whatsoever. So before we go out and just saying things and questioning my integrity and calling me a liar, probably should look into it first a little bit better.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
You had your chance, Maxine. I'm not having a back and forth all night. Anyone else have anything to say? Okay. On to resolutions. Approve the Time Warner Cable franchise renewal.
I have a statement.
You want to make a statement? Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I want to let everybody know I'm not a speechwriter. My voice may shake when I read my statement. Okay, but it's on my heart to do this. Okay, it's clear to see after the past election and the resolutions in front of the board that the village is split. Okay, and it's mainly split on the police department's role. Before the previous meeting, I was approached by a resident of the village and implied that I better vote the right way for a resolution, or I may not be reelected the next when my term's up. Okay, that's called bullying. Okay, and I don't accept bullying. Okay, I'm the longest standing member on this board. Okay, I'm on my 12th year. I don't do it for a pat on the back. I do it for the people that pay their taxes. Okay, I don't care to be bullied as a resident and a board member. Okay, I don't need anybody in my face screaming at me. Okay, I have this village in my heart too. If it was just about being reelected, I would vote, and to be voted on, I would just do it to please the person that was going to vote me in. Okay? Next time when I'm up for election, I may run and I may not. But if I don't get voted in, okay, I felt that I served this village the correct way over my years. Okay? And to be bullied by a resident in a public place to tell me I better vote the right way for a resolution, or I may not be reelected, that is absurd. Okay? You do not influence political people. Okay? I don't know if there's a law, but that is like unheard of.
Coercion.
Okay? The issue I believe in question was having two police officers on weekends. During the budget meetings, I suggested a compromise, possibly reducing the coverage on a weekday and not taking the police off on weekends. Nobody wanted a compromise. I said in the village budget meeting, I want to have a 5-vote yes and not a split decision. Guess who was on the fence on that meeting? I was put in the situation on that budget that I feel, as a resident and a board member, I should not have been put on the fence saying, you better vote this way or you better vote that way. Because I am not here for that. Okay? I'm here for you people. Okay, and I'm sad. I'm really sad. Okay, and that was the only concern. The resolution was to eliminate two men on the weekend patrol. We now have Misty's Ice Cream Store open, the diner, the computer store, Nassau Hardware, Bailey's, and hoping soon to have the Legion reopen, the Grand Hotel, a new business in the steward shops. I'm hoping. Okay, and the school's almost out. We need to have the residents and the visitors feel safe and wanted. Okay? This also means, and here, I don't care if I please anybody on this board or not. Okay? Here's where this also means that the police department needs to make the correct decisions and not to scare people out of the village. Tom, I feel that way. Okay? Because I've seen stuff. Because the visitors are here to support the businesses. And if they don't come, the businesses go. And Dave, yeah, the businesses are going, but it's not only because of the police department. But Tom, you know, you got to make the decision. Okay, this has been noted as a problem in the past. If Kurt was still here, the village survived years ago because everything you needed could be bought in the village. Okay, that's how the village thrived. Okay, times have changed, and we need to look at the future to attract people and businesses back without compromising the police protection. There's a critical drug issue in our area, and the police need to be actively resolve that. Okay, and that means I'm not picking on it, Maxine. If you see any unsuspicious activity near your house, we gotta note it. Okay, we have to be actively involved. Okay, and I'm sorry. I mean, I could point out a bunch of houses that. You know, but the residents have to be actively involved and help the police department. I'm asking to everybody get along, okay? And what I'm asking is that an activity report be established by the police department for each day and week for the next 3 months. With the busy season upon us and the race back open and nice weather, we need as a board, not a split board, to choose a correct path to follow regarding this matter, okay? If we need to, if you want to cut the police budget, let's make sure we can and we can still have the right police protection. I'm all for reducing taxes, okay? But we need to actively, as a board, pursue it together. United we stand, departed we fall. So I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be bullied. I'm not going to be having somebody screaming in my face. I'm here to serve you guys. You elected me. And if I don't get reelected, I felt that I did the best job that I could. Thank you.
Thanks, Randy. Okay, resolution to approve the Time Warner Cable franchise renewal. Get a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the renewal? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion is carried.
Can you also add one for the authorizing the mayor to sign the contract for it?
Yep. Okay, resolution to authorize the mayor to sign the new agreement.
Make the motion.
Second. Second by Guy, second by Bill. Any questions on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Remove the water billing for 23 Lake. So this is the old apple mill there that got,
yeah.
Cider mill that got torn down. Everything's closed out on that now, Missy?
Yeah, I spoke to Kevin. He said that he's closed most of it out. He's working with him on some metal pile that's still there. But this has been carried since October. We just weren't going to remove it until he was in compliance. Kevin said that he is in compliance now. So I really would like to remove it before we end the year.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dave. Second?
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. New York's Planning Federation. So this is the Rural Water Grant, right?
This is membership.
Membership for the Rural Water.
I spoke about that.
Oh, this is the one from last month that
right.
was approved, right?
We said, well, let's wait on it to see what term it covered. Well, it covers January to January. We decided to wait for the new budget. So effective next month, we will be purchasing a six-month membership at $125. And then in January, we can renew it. But Wendy said we need a resolution to join a new member.
All right, make that resolution. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on that? We did approve the funding for it last month, so. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, so we already did the one for rural water up above, I just noticed. Yeah, so that one's taken care of. I just want to point out that anyone that is participating in the
retirement plan, New York State retirement. So if you're participating in New York State retirement and you do not file a timesheet, so I think that's you and Guy, I think Randy does, do you, Randy? You know, right? You participate in New York State retirement?
No.
No, okay. So you and Guy need to do a calendar for 3 months.
Okay.
You have to note all of the activities and the times that you you spend doing the village, and then that has to be submitted, and will be submitted to the retirement board or whoever Wendy sends it to. But it is required, and if it's not turned in, then you won't be get credit for the retirement.
Do we have timesheets specific for us?
We can, well, it's just a calendar. You just make a, like, January, okay. February, March, and then if you work, you know, for an hour on something, you just write it in the box. That's what they have on their website for, you know, for a sample.
Okay.
It's just a calendar.
They want specifics of what you did?
Not specifics, just 10 minutes worked on code enforcement,
okay.
You know, an hour I worked on grants or whatever it is.
Okay.
Whatever it is. But they need that now for backup for the retirement system. So we need to get that done. But you start on it for June 1st.
So we don't have to go back?
You don't have to go back. Okay. Just do June, July, and August.
Okay.
Hey, Bob.
Yep.
Are you done with that?
Yes.
Okay. Tom, Jess, and you, I know you give us a report every month. Okay, but I hope that, I know it's a written report, but okay, I really wish that, you know, we would do a 3 month activity sheet versus what days your officers are on and when we have two officers on a Friday, because I am not going to be in favor of getting away a police officer on a Friday or Saturday. If there's a need for it,
and yeah, I think, we get together and figure out what you're looking for.
Well, I think we have to be able to justify that we still have the police protection with the activities in summer months, not just from January to now, because January to now we don't have the track open, you know. So I want a big picture, and not just a picture. I personally would like a picture of the busiest parts of our year. And I know you can't tell me, well, if I take somebody off on a Monday, we can put a note out, okay, no crime on Monday, okay? Because we can't do that, okay? But if some way, I mean, I don't know, but I'll get together with you, but I think we need to make a correct decision on anything that we do.
Sure.
Okay? And without any proof, we can't. I honestly can't make a correct decision, and I'm... And whatever comes up, I'm either going to vote no or abstain. Just until I can have justification, I'm not going to jeopardize anything to the village residents. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, audit the bills number 416 to 551 in the amount of $15,172.21 in the general fund and $5,635.22 in the water fund. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Randy.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.